In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Luke 7, verse 9, not even in Israel have I found a faith so great. When the Chicago Bulls won on Sunday night by a point, it was not surprising that Michael Jordan was named most valuable player. He's a basketball legend, renowned for his effort in playoff games. But when Jesus announced that a Gentile centurion was MVP of faith, it was entirely unexpected. Recall what Luke has reported before chapter 7 about faith and examples of faith. Who had a big, firm faith, and who didn't? Not Herod, who tried to murder the young Jesus. Not Zechariah, until after John's birth. Yes, Mary, who submitted to the Lord's will. Yes, Elizabeth, who rejoiced at Mary's news. Yes, the shepherds, especially when they had gone and seen. Yes, Simeon, who had waited so long in the temple. Yes, Anna, who was there day and night. Yes, John the Baptist, who had called people to prepare the way of the Lord and who had called sin a sin. Not the devil who tempted Jesus. Not the people of Nazareth who were furious when Jesus preached to them. Some in Capernaum when Jesus drove out the demon. Yes, Simon Peter after he caught 2 boatloads of fish. Yes, the leper who was healed. Yes, the paralytic brought on a mat. Not the Pharisees and teachers of the law who saw it. Yes, the people who were amazed and praised God. Yes, Levi, the tax collector who followed Jesus. Not the Pharisees when they saw the disciples pick and eat grain on the Sabbath and when they saw Jesus heal on the Sabbath. Perhaps some in the crowds when they heard Jesus preach on the plain. These were examples of faith, no faith, big faith, small faith. And now a centurion is made MVP of faith. He was a Gentile, a Roman, a military man. Yet Luke reports that the elders considered him worthy. And so they brought his petition to Jesus. But Luke also says that in the centurion's eyes, he thought himself unworthy. He didn't expect Jesus to come to his house or to enter it. He would be content with a word from the Lord because he knew about authority. Just the word from Jesus would be enough. Now, what about our faith? We who are baptized, nurtured in word and sacrament, supported by other Christians, acquainted with Old Testament and New Testament languages, or at least getting acquainted, set in a Christian community designed to prepare man for service in the kingdom. What kind of faith do we have? Is it big? Chances are we're a bit more like Peter. He was no MVP of faith, sometimes bold, sometimes hiding it and denying our Lord. Perhaps we're even put to shame by people around us who are ordinary Christians or new believers. Indeed, it is not our strength that causes us to trust, or even trust in the size of the centurion's faith. For faith is a Spirit's work. Yet let us pray for a big faith. Indeed, it is the faith, small, medium, or large, that's all it takes. For the Spirit leads us to trust the words of Jesus. Friend, your sins are forgiven. He may do it through my words, in the words of Scripture, in the words of the pastor after we've confessed, and in the Lord's body and blood, as he promises. So whether from afar off or from a voice in this room, God calls us to trust the word of Jesus. It is Jesus whom he sent. It is Jesus of whom we speak today, for he is our strong Redeemer and Savior, and his word is all we need to be saved and to be made his own. It has all the authority of God. It heals. It makes the lame walk. It changes the rebellious person into a child of God, and it sends us into the world. By his word, God continues to create faith, even faith that is greater than that faith found in Israel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.